This is Jim Fry, though, for The Dream. Another quick update. It's a series, second part of the series where talking about some organic traffic, things like that. You know, how does that relate to Dough for the Dream? Well, you know, the whole dream is you know, owning your own business, making it, maybe you are starting one, maybe you already have one. You want to make it better, make the life better, your life better. You got to spread the word. You know, maybe you're just trying to sell something. Maybe you're trying to share your passion. Maybe you're trying to help other people. Or maybe it is just all about charity, all about, you know, getting the word out, the philosophy, the spreading the word, whatever the word is. Well, you know, you got to generate some traffic. You know, even if it's 100% charity, you want people to come to your website, or you want to get the word out, whatever your word is. Certainly, if you're trying to sell a product or service, you want to do that too. There's lots of different ways to do it. In the first one, I talked about how to automatically add Twitter followers. It gets people interested in what you're saying, and it can drive them to your website or whatever. You know, another way to do it is, and it's very popular and it does work, are blogs. And if you're not familiar with blogs, you know, that's pretty much just anyone can set up their own blog and they can write about whatever they want. Hopefully it's accurate, and hopefully it's not plagiarism, because that is the wrong thing, and I don't advise it. But the thing you want to do is generate content, and there's a couple reasons why. You want to give value to people. You want to give good information and actually help them. You know, hopefully that's your main goal, to serve people, and profit can come out of that. When you generate content like that, you become the expert in your niche, your industry, your passion, your hobby. You know, share other ideas, and you'll get creativity out of that. People will send things back, and good things will follow, I promise. And also, when you generate content, search engines like Google see that, and that helps. So, you know, if you're writing about, you know, crocheting. I know nothing about crocheting, but if you write about crocheting and blog about it, you do it often enough, and the content is good content, and it has the right keywords associated with it, someone can go on to Google and type in crocheting or something related to that, and if your content is there, and if it's relevant, if it has the right keywords, and if there's enough of it, your websites can come up in the top 10 and even the top number 1. I've seen it time after time. Especially the more specific it is, the better chance you have of getting listed high on search engines. So, you know, someone types in crocheting, they come to your blog, and you know, maybe you're just trying to spread the word. You just found out a new crocheting technique and you want to get the word out there. Maybe you're selling some needles, or maybe you're an affiliate for a crocheting website. Okay, that's great. So I encourage you to write at least one blog a day, or if you can't do that, one blog a week. Certainly you have time to do that. 300, 400 words. Probably you don't need to go more than 1,000, definitely not more than 1,200 words. And you can blog it. Now, that takes time. That does take effort. And guess what? Each time you blog, each time you get an article out there, you get more content, you get more benefit, you get more pluses. So you can do this manually and generate organic traffic. People will do a search on whatever you're writing about. Your article, your blog can come up, and then from there they come to your website or come to your spot. You can sell them things, sell them the idea, whatever. But, you know, there is a limitation. You know, even if you don't have a job, there is a limit to how many blogs you can create and how many articles you can write. But there are lots of tools out there, auto blogs and ways to mesh real organic blogs that you write in with auto blogs. And you want to link video with it, audio. You want to link some ads in there. You know, there's ways to make blogs profitable too. You can have a blog, and let's say you're talking about crocheting again. You can link your eBay account, and people do this all the time, and have eBay auctions that are live real time, And the graphics are showing right there on your blog. And if people click on there, first you can get paid just if people click on that, the pay-per-click, you can get paid for just that. And then if they click on it, it goes to eBay. And maybe say they're showing eBay has crochet needles for sale. It's an auction. And if people buy that, you can get paid a commission. Same thing on your blog, you can have a link to Amazon. First of all, if people just click on it and go to Amazon, you'll get paid a pay-per-click fee. And then if people buy that book on crocheting or a video on crocheting that's listed on Amazon, you get paid a commission. Again, there's different ways that there's ads on there. There's just like you see the pay-per-click ads on Google, you can have pay-per-click ads on your blog. So someone comes to your blog to read your article, and over on the right is, you know, some little ad with a link about crocheting or other types of sewing, cross-stitching or something else related to that. And they click on it, you get paid per click. And in some cases, you can earn a commission. It's less likely, it's a little bit harder to tie that in, but at least you can get a pay-per-click fee. So right there, you have actually sold nothing. You don't have a product, you don't have anything. But right there, you can make multiple dollars from this. I think, you know, once you start up, after a few months and generating this thing, generating some articles, wouldn't you assume that you could possibly, it's possible that you could generate a dollar a day? Maybe more, right? After you got rolling, after a few months, once you got rolling, it's good, some good content, some good articles. So let's say it's a dollar a day for a free WordPress blog, or there's lots of other free blog sites out there. A dollar a day, that's $365. And that's if you don't make more. That's just pay-per-click, or someone goes to an eBay auction via your site. Maybe you could sell something. Maybe you wrote an e-book and had something like that. Or maybe you generated a list. Maybe when they come to your blog, you ask for their email information, they type it in, and you could do a joint venture and sell someone else's product as an affiliate or a joint venture or a strategic alliance. Similarly, the, you know, podcasts are the same. There's Podomatic.com, which is just like a video or an audio blog. It's the same thing. You want to link it. What you do is do a recording just like this one, or do a video recording, use a flip camera, or use Camtasia and record it on your computer. And people will search it. You want to link it to iTunes, and, you know, billions of people, literally billions of people go to iTunes, and they are interested in your stuff, trust me, and they'll download it. They'll download your podcast and listen to it or watch it, whatever the case may be. And if it's interesting, they'll keep coming back. They'll subscribe. You ask them to subscribe, too. And you can generate things out of this, too. You can be the expert. So, okay. So let's say, you know, you can still only generate how many blogs per day, how many podcasts per day. You can use auto blogs, as I mentioned before. And there's one company I just came across. It's fascinating. Webula. It's a new startup, but they've brought together some veterans of the industry that have been here for forever, and there's some geniuses there. Webula, WebulaCom. And what they can do is you write a blog, and they can split that up randomly, and it creates other articles, and it creates other blogs based on that. You can generate up to 1,000 blogs on your article. So again, let's say crocheting again, just for the lack of a better word. Say you want to create a business around selling other people's crocheting stuff, your crocheting things, your ebook, your video series, whatever it is. You can bring them to your site via organic traffic, via blogs, via podcasts. People like Webula can create up to 1,000 blogs, all your blogs, based on crochet or whatever else you want it to be. So don't you think that if you can generate traffic from just a few of these blogs, few articles a month, What if you had 1,000 out there working for you every day? And again, let's say you put a couple pay-per-clicks on there, you put a couple eBay auctions on there somehow. Don't you think that if you had 1,000 out there, don't you think if you generated even 50 cents a day, aren't we talking some interesting numbers? These are auto blogs too, so you're not really doing much of any work. You just have to manage them. You have to make sure they're still running, and they have tools to do that. All from one site, from one engine, you can manage all of these blogs. So things are getting interesting. You're not really putting any effort, or at least not much more effort than a single blog. This gets your word out. It doesn't matter if you're a plumber. You know, write an article, but how to save your pipes from disintegrating. I don't know what the problems are in plumbing. Write an article about the top 10 things and how to avoid them, or how to improve your pipes, or relate it to the economy somehow. Resale value in the house, I don't know. Obviously, for hobbies, you got to be passionate. What are the top 10 concerns about people in your niche, in your industry? Ask them, just write an article that answers one of those questions. You know, if you ask the top 10 questions, and then you write an article for each one of those to answer it, that alone will bring in so many good leads and so many good people. And then ask the people on the blog, what are they interested in? What do they want to hear about? What are their concerns and questions? You know, I know someone that has an alarm blog, like a security system blog, and they write articles about how to think like a criminal does so that it can protect you from leaving yourself vulnerable, leaving your home vulnerable, so you don't leave it unattended, you don't leave without putting the alarm on or whatever. So write it. Think about what your target client, who they are, first of all. Who is your target person? What is their real concern? What is their problem? Then solve their problem. Provide them a service. You get them in, then it's a relationship. You've helped them. You've provided them value. And then they don't mind clicking on something else. It's not a scam then. You're not just advertising. And it's not just a billboard. It's not just a fancy brochure. You've provided them some information that's helpful. Oh, did you know that often at funerals, people's houses are burglarized because, burglars see the listing in the newspaper and they know where you live, and so they go hit some of the homes that are being that are empty because you're at the funeral home. So, that's one example, and people read that. They're going to click on that. It means something. It's a concern to them. That's going to bring someone to that website. And then they're going to trust it that person's going to be the expert. So what are you the expert in? You definitely know something. Maybe it's just a hobby. Maybe it's not something that serious. Maybe it's fun ways to spend the weekend with your kids. You know, who wouldn't want that? I mean, any parent, whether they're a working parent or they want some ideas for fun with the kids over the weekend. Whatever. You know, there's a million ideas out there, or more, really. Be creative, be passionate, write a blog, then consider auto blogs, consider people like Webula, consider there's speedlings that do it, they automatically build you a site, just like Webula can. There's so many tools out there, and it's very low cost or it's free. I wish you luck. If you're interested in this is just a snippet. I can be glad to share more with it. First of all, I want to know if there's interest out there. I want to know what other questions you have, and I'll be glad to share it with you. Email me at jim@doverthedream.com. Say, yeah, I like this. I want to hear more, and maybe be more specific. Or call me at 724-238-9799. I wish you luck.